A Killing Frost, written by R.D. Wingfield, read by Stephen Thorne.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Prologue. A blinding flash of lightning etched the trees in sharp relief against the night sky, followed almost instantly by a rumble of thunder overhead, which seemed to make the ground shake. Heavy, stinging rain drummed down. The man, sheltering under the oak tree, his raincoat soaked through, cursed his luck for venturing out on such a lousy night just to take the flaming dog for a walk. As soon as the rain eased off, he would make his way home. But where was the dog? Probably cowering under a bush somewhere, terrified by the noise. "Rex, come here, you bloody animal!" An answering bark resounded in the darkness, but he couldn't locate it. "Rex, here, now!" There was a whimpering yap. Then the dog bounded over to join him, its fur flattened and rain-blackened. It had something in its mouth. "What you got there?" The lousy dog was always picking up and eating pieces of ancient carrion, usually making itself violently sick on the mat once they got home. But this didn't smell ancient. It stank to high heaven. He tried to pull it from the dog, which growled menacingly and clenched its teeth even firmer, reluctant to yield its prize. The man pulled his hand back. Whatever the dog had found felt like bloated, squishy flesh. "I said, drop it!" Another menacing growl. He grabbed the dog by the collar and shook its head until...